Welcome back. Today we're building one of my favorite Sunrise set weapons in drum and bass, that wide, airy, pitch-warped vocal texture that feels like a memory floating above the track. Not a pop vocal, not a loud top line, more like emotional glue that makes the whole tune feel human at 5 or 6 a.m. while the drums still punch and the bass still owns the room. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 session, and we'll stay mostly stock. We'll use warping, simpler slicing, reverb and echo for space, then we'll treat the whole thing like a mastering overlay with a bus chain, EQ, glue, multiband control, stereo discipline, and a safety limiter. The goal is two layers, a core hook ghost and an errand grain halo. Then we'll make them behave in a full mix. Before we touch devices, quick mindset. If you mute the texture and the track feels emotionally flatter, it's working. If you mute it and the drums suddenly get clearer, the texture was too forward, too bright, or too wet. Alright, step 0. Choose the right vocal source. This is the 30 seconds that matters most. Pick a phrase that already has emotion in the tone. One or two words like hold on, stay, forever, or a short phrase that fits in one bar. Try to avoid vocals that already have huge reverb baked in, because you'll fight that later. Dryish is easier to shape. And here's a drum and bass workflow tip. Choose something that can loop over 16 bars without becoming annoying. You're building vibe, not telling a story with lyrics. Now step 1. Set the project context so warping behaves. Set your BPM to a Sunrise-friendly roller tempo, somewhere around 170 to 174. I like 172 as a starting point. Drop the vocal into an audio track. Turn warp on. In clip view, set warp mode to complex pro. Turn formants on. Set envelope around 80 to 120. Higher values are smoother and less grainy. Teacher note. Complex Pro is your friend here, because you can pitch down without completely destroying intelligibility. You want ghost, not garbage. Step 2. Create the signature pitch movement. This is where it starts feeling like jungle. In clip view, transpose the vocal down. Start around minus 5 to minus 9 semitones. That's the classic warm, sample down tone. Now don't just set it and forget it. Automate the transpose so it moves emotionally across phrases. For example, over 8 bars, stay at minus 7 for bars 1 and 2, rise slightly to minus 5 for bars 3 and 4, dip to minus 10 for bars 5 and 6 for that deep moment, and then resolve back to minus 7 for bars 7 and 8. Arrangement tip. Make the pitch dip happen right before a drop or a bass switch, like on bar 8 or bar 16. It's instant oh wow without changing your drums at all. Step 3. Slice it into a playable jungle texture with simpler. Right-click your vocal clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slicing, choose transient if the vocal has clear hits. If it's smoother, you can choose an 8-note grid. Use simpler. In simpler, make sure you're in slice mode. Set voices to about 1 to 3 so you don't get messy overlaps. If you need it, enable warp inside simpler as well. Now record a MIDI pattern. Think call and response, not constant chatter. Use soft beats, little stutters, and space. The space is what makes it feel classy, and the swing is what makes it feel jungle. Pull in a groove from the groove pool. MPC swing, or even better, a groove extracted from a break you're using. Keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 20%. We want it to nod, not stumble. Small coaching note, if a couple slices jump out, don't instantly reach for compression. Fix it at the source. Adjust slice velocities in MIDI or clip gain per slice if you're working with audio. Compression should knit, not act like a volume cop. Step 4. Build layer A, the core hook ghost, on your sliced simpler track. Insert an EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 Hz with a steep slope. Then dip the mud around 250 to 450 Hz by maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. If it's harsh, gently dip 2.5 to 4.5 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. Now add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip is great. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then echo. Set the time to dotted eighth or quarter notes if you want it slower and more obvious. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter the echo. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Adjust a little modulation, 2 to 5%, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. Then hybrid reverb. Plate or hall works well. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the vocal doesn't smear immediately into the drums. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Filter the reverb. High pass around 350 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz, dry slash wet around 12 to 25%. Goal check, Lyra should feel like a present memory. You notice it, but it's behind the drums, bouncing in time. Optional but super useful. Consonant control. Before echo and reverb, use multiband dynamics like a de-esser. Set the crossover so the high band catches around 5 to 6 kHz and apply mild downward compression. That prevents TSS and K sounds from spraying into your reverb tail. Step 5. Build layer B. The air and grain halo. This is the sunrise lift. You can duplicate the track or resample layer A. The important part is, layer B lives mostly above the break and bass. High, airy, wide. If you have granulator Roman 3, put it on a new MIDI track and drop the vocal sample in. Start with grain size around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Spray around 0.10 to 0.25. Random pitch around 0.05 to 0.12. Pitch it up plus 7 to plus 12 semitones. Voices around 6 to 10. Then add an auto filter and high pass around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz with a gentle resonance. Then hybrid reverb with a big hall. Decay 6 to 10 seconds. Dry slash wet around 25 to 45%. If you don't have granulator, do the stock only resample trick. Freeze and flatten your vocal track with its echo and reverb on. Find a lush 1 to 2 second tail. Put that audio into simpler and classic mode. Turn warp on, loop on, and make the loop length tiny, like 30 to 120 milliseconds. Then add an LFO map to start so it drifts and shimmers. High pass hard at around 1 kHz, then add a big reverb. Layer B goal. Bright, wide shimmer that feels like Don Haze. It should not compete with a snare or hats. Quick stereo coaching. Keep one mono anchor inside all that width. Easiest win is to keep layer A more center focused, and let layer B do the spreading. If both layers are ultra wide, mono compatibility suffers, and the emotional thing disappears on smaller systems. Step 6. Route both layers to a vocal texture bus with a mastering mindset. Group the two tracks, or route them to a return or bus track. I like a group bus so it's easy to print later. Now build the vocal bus chain. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz. Even if you think it's already thin, do it anyway. It keeps headroom and stops low-end haze. If the texture bites, plan a notch around 3 kHz. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip can help tame occasional spikes. Then multiband dynamics, but gentle. This is not EDM squish. This is stabilizing a texture so it behaves through the master. Low band basically untouched because we high passed. Mid band, mild downward compression, 1 to 2 dB. High band, tame shimmer spikes, 1 to 3 dB. Then chorus ensemble for width without chaos. Amount 10 to 25%, rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, width 120 to 160, mix 10 to 18%. Then utility for stereo discipline. Turn bass mono on, just as a safety habit. Set width around 90 to 130%. And remember, if the mix starts feeling washy, reduce width before you start chopping more EQ. Then a limiter as safety. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Ideally, it's catching less than 1 dB most of the time. Now a quick gain staging target so your master doesn't collapse. On the vocal texture bus, aim for roughly minus 18 to minus 12 LUFS short term when it's active, and peaks that rarely exceed minus 6 dBFS before that safety limiter. Doesn't need to be perfect, but that headroom keeps the main master chain happy. Step 7. Sidechain it to the break and kick so the drums stay clean. Put a compressor on the vocal bus. Enable sidechain and choose your drum group or a kick and snare bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, adjusted to the groove. Threshold so you get about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. The drum and bass sweet spot is enough ducking to preserve snare snap, but not so much that it pumps like house. If you hear obvious breathing, lengthen the release a touch or lower the threshold. Here's a super fast masking check you can do in 10 seconds. Temporarily disable the sidechain and turn the bus up until it's clearly too loud. If the snare crack disappears, your reverb and echo have too much energy in the 2 to 6 kHz range or the tail is too long. Fix tone and decay first, then set your level, then re-enable sidechain. Step 8. Make it sunrise emotional in the arrangement. Automation is the storyteller. For an 8 to 16 bar intro or pre-drop, bring in the halo first, filtered and wide. Slowly open a low pass from about 6 kHz up to 12 kHz over 8 bars. Increase reverb wet by about 5 to 10% toward the transition, or even better, automate pre-delay as a depth fader. More pre-delay, like 25 to 45 milliseconds, feels nearer and cleaner. Less pre-delay, like 0 to 15 milliseconds, sinks it back. On the drop, pull the reverb back slightly. You want clarity. Keep layer arrhythmic, quiet, tucked behind the drums. In the breakdown, let it bloom. You can automate transpose up, like minus 7 up to minus 3, to feel like hope. Automate bus width up a little, like 110 to 125%. Rule of thumb. Drop equals clarity. Breakdown equals emotion. If you want an easy energy map, use 3 density states across 32 bars. State 1. Minimal, maybe only the halo. State 2. Support. Full layer a rhythm but tighter and drier. State 3. Lift. Halo opens plus a small pitch rise moment. That way the texture develops instead of just sitting there. Step 9. Translation checks, because this is mastering thinking. Put spectrum after the vocal bus. Look for buildup below 150 to 200 Hz. There shouldn't be any big hump. Then do a mono check. Temporarily set utility width to 0. If the texture vanishes, reduce chorus, reduce facey reverb, and keep a bit more mid content around 1 to 3kHz in layer A, then a slash B at low volume. Sunrise textures should still be felt at low level. If it only works when loud, it's probably too wet, too wide, or too scooped in the mids.